It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Dr. James Bow from VCSU. Thanks for joining us today, James.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about yourself. I think this is your debut on our Voice of the Valley today, so thanks for joining us, as I said. James is the Dean for Graduate Studies and Extended Learning at VCSU, and tell us a little bit about what that means.
So as the Dean, my main responsibilities are with the graduate programs. We have six concentrations within the graduate program, as well as the Master of Education. We have the Master of Arts in Teaching program that I manage. Beyond that, we do all of our teacher professional development, which is the extended learning portion. Right now, we serve the Southeast Education Cooperative and four of the other REAs in the state for teacher professional development. And my last program that I take care of or manage is the dual credit program for the high school students to take college credit.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about that in just a second. With enrollment increases over the last 10 years at VCSU, that's just nothing but good news, isn't it?
It's wonderful. Yeah. We've had a couple of good years, and we're hoping to have some more.
And whether that's been physical students on campus or online, it benefits all of what you do and so many others, right?
Yes, yeah. The online programs have been growing, but we need to retain our students here on campus and keep the campus vibrant and alive.
That's great. We heard a little bit about it last week. We'll hear a little bit more about it today. The Valley City Public School District has joined a partnership with the VCSU. Let's talk a little bit about this partnership and what the focus is behind it.
The Rural Partner School Benefit Program is a program that I've been working on with my colleagues at VCSU as well as some area superintendents to help build a more close relationship between the K-12 schools and higher education so we can focus on their true needs. What exactly is it that they need in their area? And in return, have those partners help us at the university, coming in to do interviews with our students, mock interviews, maybe some workshops, teach some classes, work with our student teachers, and possibly new teachers in a mentorship program.
And is it for students in who are seniors or in high school or juniors, or how does that work?
Well, the way the program works is we develop a partnership with a local school district. We are looking for them to help us in whatever way they feel is best. Okay. So if they feel they can offer dual credit coursework as a portion of their partnership, that's one step. If they have administrators who would like to come in and speak to our students, tell them what to expect as a new teacher, working with individuals for student teacher placement or new teacher placement, we want to leave that up to our partners to figure out how they can contribute to this program. And as our part, VCSU, we can offer the dual credit hours. We can offer them new teachers. We can help with student teacher placement and going out to their schools and just working really more closely together to determine what's the best pathway for individuals to fill those need areas, which are the rural schools.
And for those listening that aren't quite sure what dual crediting is, what does that mean?
Dual credit is where a high school student can earn both their high school credit and college credit for taking a course, such as accounting, science, English, history, or math. And so we offer a variety of different courses in multiple schools within the Valley, but within Valley City, a really nice program for our dual credit students.
And as a result of that, you're offering a tuition waiver as a part of this program, right?
Correct. Each of the partner schools would be able to provide waivers for up to four of their teachers to get their advanced degree or to meet content qualifications to be able to deliver dual credit, or through the Master of Arts in Teaching program if they have an area where they can't find a teacher but can get someone under the alternative access license, we can help them finish that degree and get their teaching license.
Now, for people who are listening to this and want to learn more, do they contact their local school districts, superintendents, or VCSU, or both?
If they're a partner school, each of the partner schools that we have so far, which is Lisbon and Valley City, they have an application process, so they would contact their administrator within their school district, and once their applications are approved, then they would be forwarded to us to determine the waivers and the services that we would provide.
Very good. Anything else to add before we let you go? Did we pretty much cover it all?
I think we've covered it all.
We did.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today, okay, James?
Thank you for having me.
You bet. There's Dr. James Bowe, who is the Dean of Graduate Studies and Extended Learning at Valley City State University, our guest on our Voice of the Valley.